Hey, it's the Match Mash Show coming up, and on this episode, we have the Divine Nine Black Fraternities. We have the men of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, and we dispel some rumors about what is Greek life, what isn't Greek life, what's okay to do and what's not to do. So when you ever interested, or you decide you're interested, you don't do no stupid shit, and then people don't want to talk to you no more. Because you that one guy who just ran their mouth too much. So keep your mouth closed. Listen to this interview. I ain't gonna lie. We was a little fucked up. But you know, I think the message came across all right. it came across all right. But you know, peep it, listen. And we also dispelled the great rumors about Q Dogs. So listen to it, baby. Mash Mash Show.
I ain't like that. Y'all seen the blacks and shit?
Meet the blacks.
That shit is funny as fuck. That shit is hilarious.
I was fucked up when I seen Keith batching that bitch. What the fuck is this nigga doing?
The nigga was from
fucking Vine.
The old boy niggas Paid in Full.
I was hoping niggas got the reference when I did that shit. So you looked at me, bro. I was like, hell yeah. I was like, niggas had to know that bitch, bro. Bro, that's a good ass movie. They took Peter Pool fucking Netflix, bro, with the Boondocks. I think Trump did it. I think Trump did that shit. But yo, let's get this shit going. Ready?
What's for the illusion?
Sorry, recorded?
Yeah.
Did we go off? But yo, what up, though? Welcome to Match Matt. And today, we got some amazing people in here, some amazing organizations, young men doing great things on our campus and around our communities. Gentlemen, please introduce yourselves and the organizations y'all represent.
My name is Jamarius Nelson, Vice President of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated.
How y'all doing, man? My name is Andre Nelson, you know what I'm saying? Right here, this is my son right here. I am a proud member of Alpha Phi Fraternity Incorporated. I was born August 30th, 1993.
This nigga.
Mike Foster, president of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated.
Kayla Hunt, Deuce Dog, Fall 15, Vegas South Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Davius Chambers, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, current president of the Elite Epsilon Phi Chapter.
Ken Barber, freshman of Elite Epsilon Phi Chapter, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated.
You nervous? Y'all just don't let go of the microphone. I'm telling y'all this shit.
Damn, bro. But y'all, can you tell us a little bit what your organizations represent? What they mean to you personally?
Our mission statement is Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated develops leaders, promotes brotherhood and academic excellence while promoting service and advocacy for our community. What that means to me is we are men of initiative. Oh man, this is Matt. We are men of initiative. We go out and get things done in our community. We don't sit back and be lax. Seeing that we are the first African American fraternity, we see that we need to be a forefront for all social issues, all academic issues. Be the face for the community.
Thank you.
The men of Omega Psi Phi, we stand our four cardinal principles: manhood, scholarship, perseverance, uplift. We do a lot with the community and everything. We have a couple parks up in Toledo, and we take care of a couple roads on I-75. We really are about uplift with our young. We're really the young men in the community. We believe that the issues that come up and we see everybody getting killed and everything, we don't really stand for it. So promoting uplift and stuff like that, that's what we're about.
Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, our principles are brotherhood, scholarship, and service, and we really try to uplift those here on Bowling Green State University campus. Brotherhood, you know, we do initiatives all around the campus as far as like study tables, and also falls to the scholarship section. We do basketball games for breast cancer, and with the community just as a whole, like with the BG police and everything, we try to, you know, bring the close culture, you know, together. Our motto is culture for service, service to humanity. We believe in like giving back to the community will provide service for the overall humanity of the world. So that's where we spend a lot of time, and we do a lot of service initiatives.
I thought Ken had something to say. He still look kind of nervous about the microphone. That nigga like, that nigga sitting there like, in his head like, Ken like, I want to say something, but shit.
Oh, man. So all you guys are pretty active on campus, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I'm saying? Me, you know what I'm saying? I just graduated in May, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations.
You know what I'm saying? I came back down here. You know what I'm saying? The fall to finish up my internship, you know what I'm saying? And to help these young boys out, you know what I'm saying? Help them evolve, you know what I'm saying? This semester. Feel me? So I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? It's party time for me. Hey. You know what I'm saying? But I am very active on campus, as you can see. You feel me? Y'all see me in black and gold swag, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Big Taylor, you feel me?
So what you guys doing as far as like, you talked about uplifting your brothers. How important is that in our community? In your community specifically, excuse me.
That's very important, you know what I'm saying? Because the where I come from, you know what I'm saying, so many people, you know what I'm saying, the things you see, the different trials and tribulations you go through, you know what I'm saying? A man being there to uplift you is very important, because a lot of people didn't grow up with a father. I ain't grow up with a father. All I have is my mother and my grandma. You know what I'm saying? So the different, you know what I'm saying, the different people in my neighborhood that I looked up to, you know what I'm saying, really carried me along. You know what I'm saying? Really motivated me to do more and become more. You know what I'm saying? So, and when we do that, like we had a little college program where our national program, we bring college kids up here. You know what I'm saying? Try to motivate them, to show them the college world, the college experience. To try to mold them into getting them to school, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, I didn't know I was going to college, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what the fuck college was. Straight up, like, I applied to Bowling Green, these niggas gave me some money. I ain't searched the school, I just came here. You know what I'm saying? And I made it out, you know what I'm saying? And to get that ass back and get that experience back to somebody else is a wonderful thing.
So, how would you define brotherhood?
Brotherhood is a big bond. Like, you got to believe in, like, you know, the same principles, the same morals. And you really even got to, like, as long as you can see eye to eye on a couple of things, for me, that brings you close with another person. And that's what we need, like, as a culture and as a family. Like, we really need to be able to see eye to eye and, you know, be able to just express who we are. So, you know, go out and go hoop. Do this and chill, you feel me?
And that shit don't mean shit 2 hours later.
Yeah, yeah, at all. So like just having that bond, that love and everything. Like, I got two brothers at home, you feel me? I'm the oldest brother. And with that, I'll just be feeling like, you know, like a parent at the end of the day. Like, I gotta guide them. But when I'm here around, you know, Phi Beta Sigma, when I'm here like around the rest of us that's in this room, I was in the queue, like it's a different feel, and I love the feel, like it's a whole nother dynamic. And I feel like I have like a lot of bigger brothers that are teaching me something. So it's a trickle down effect as far as knowledge, as far as love, as far as anything else that goes on. And that's the biggest reason why I joined Phi Beta Sigma.
I definitely think like having a pledge from my brother, I think brotherhood, it took it to a whole nother level, because not only was he my brother when like, you know, as we were born biologically, but we came brothers in a frat. I gained, you know, six other brothers. So I think brotherhood is always about uplifting each other and everything, being in each other's corner, because when nobody else is there for you, you know you have other people in your corner. So being able to express how you feel and have disagreements and be able to come together and be able to persevere through whatever you're going through and be able to build a better bond, it helps brotherhood become stronger and it lasts forever. That's what you essentially want to do with everybody you come in contact with, from little niggas to, you know, to the old heads. You want to fuck with them forever. So I definitely get that bond with everybody you get, and you get connections, everything. I definitely think you should take that brotherhood thing, not just with your fraternity, but with everybody you come in contact with, because it'll last forever. You build that bridge for everybody you come in contact with.
Exactly. That's why I don't believe in burning bridges, bro. Like, nigga can fuck me over, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I looked the other way a million times, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? I ain't that type of nigga to just blow a nigga brains out. That ain't my MO, you know what I'm saying? That ain't just me. I'm not about to just go do that because a nigga did this to me, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to look the other way. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Nigga come to me on the man basis and me and the shit. You know what I'm saying? I hate burning bridges because you never know you're going to need in the end of the day. Like, you know what I'm saying? You might run across this nigga in path and, you know what I'm saying? He got the shit you need for your company. He got it for the low and this competitor waxing you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, boom. I ain't fighting him back in the day. He owed me a favor. Now, y'all the men, you know what I'm saying? Shit just booming now, you know what I'm saying? So you just never know who you're going to need at the end of the day. Especially with this brotherhood, man, like.
So what's the difference between brotherhood and friendship? Is there a difference or does one just affect the other?
Hmm. Man.
See.
That's kind of close.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like. It depends on how you classify it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you got your friendship, like, you know what I'm saying? You could be somebody's friend, but you can just be like, all right, that's just, it's just cool. That's just, like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, that's my friend. You know what I'm saying? Not care about him, you know what I'm saying? But brotherhood, it ain't no, you know what I'm saying? That's, it's like boundaries. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, straight up, like, how much you, like, you know everything about this individual, like, from top to bottom.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
and actually, you like care about them. You ask about how their parents doing. Like even when you not forced to know how their parents doing, or you even not like you know when you like you know you're like used to asking, you know how they're doing every day. To you're like genuinely want to know how they're doing. So like even when you're building people, you want other people contact with like NPAC, and you see friends, like you'd be like, okay, you know how your grades doing, stuff like that. I think it's like it should be built like that always.
Mm-hmm. You want to make sure, like, you're seeing your brother do better. Like, you want to make sure that, like, your best friend, your buddy is doing better than what you expect them to be doing. Like, they're out here being a man, and they're trying to be great, essentially. So that's what you want to see them doing. So you want to check up on them every once and again and make sure they're doing good and whatnot.
See, another thing, like, you see your brother every day, like, you know what I'm saying? I went from, you know what I'm saying, literally from when I got on, when I did, you know what I'm saying, join Alpha, you know what I'm saying? I went from seeing them all that time to every day, you know what I'm saying? Like, repeatedly. Your friends, you see them, you know what I'm saying? Y'all kick it out, you know what I'm saying? But your brothers, you make sure every day, like, you know what I'm saying, that you're accountable for them. It's like, y'all accountable for each other, you know what I'm saying? Since day one, you know what I'm saying? Y'all all one. Y'all all gotta make sure y'all all do that certain task to get to that certain, to where you gotta get, you know what I'm saying? So, I just feel like your brothers, you more accountable for the individual.
Brotherhood is like it's a lifetime agreement. Like y'all mm-hmm. family forever. Family is way different than friends. If you have a friend over a course of time, then y'all turn on like they floating on the line between friends and acquaintance. But like a brother, like they like solidified. They with you forever. Christmas holidays, You wishing them happy holidays, you not forgetting their birthday like a friend. That's just somebody you call, you know, whenever. But your brother, like, that's somebody that's a priority that you're going to make sure that you speak to every year, making sure they're good, not forgetting about them and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what's good, too, though, like, on our campus, like, that has occurred between organizations. It's not just me and Ken, y'all three and your brothers. Like, that has started to occur, like, I hoop with this man every day of the summer. I mean, it might have been like maybe a Wednesday we might have missed, but like to the point where like I see this man on a daily basis, like how he was saying. So I like how as a unit, you know, we're trying to bring that to our council and then to our community and everything like that. Like I love that too.
And it definitely comes because like I can say honestly, before we even all crossed, we was all mans, honestly, for real. Like,
yeah. Hey, that shit funny. I
remember coming to the rec as a freshman, seeing this loud ass nigga like, yelling this shit, hooping this shit, the rec and shit, and this nigga just disappeared. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, and then I see AD came in with this nigga when I came in to college and shit, and it was like the same thing. I seen Jamarius and everything, and Mike the same thing. It was just like, and then Ken, it's just like, and then we all, we was all cool before we all knew each other. So it was nothing like, it wasn't like we was all strangers and we all had beef. It was like we actually was already like low key brothers because like, and then when we was across the other fraternities, it was just like we still, the friendship was still there. Yeah, so it wasn't like it wasn't no hostility.
It was like, congratulations, bro.
So it was cool.
We moved to the next level, you know. Yeah, yeah. Right? Yeah. 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 And so everybody at the same restaurant, everybody at the same, you know, they chill at the house, you know what I'm saying? And everybody go to this church and shit. And so you build something different. You start putting a bank. You build a bank. And you start investing into that bank. So the people in your community is working in that bank. Like, I think that was that, I can imagine that being that next step because that's something like y'all invested in. Y'all invested like time and energy in. So you feel like closer to it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel mad close to the bank. Like, if the bank got fucked up, the bank is really fucked up because you put so much into it. But it's not, and it's strong, you know what I'm saying? That created that extra sense of community since you guys already had that. You know what I'm saying?
That was a wild-ass analogy.
Everything comes in full circle at some point in time. I swore I was drinking water, but I'm really drinking this shit.
I was trying to trip it on my words and shit.
Hey, though, but like, you know, since y'all all joined this community, like, what's the shit that, like, kind of get on y'all nerves that I see from people who not in, like, Greek organizations do? Like, the shit that, like, bother y'all, make y'all, like, uncomfortable, you know what I'm saying?
Some shit that bother me is when niggas try to, like, act like, try to, I mean, like, we all people, like, I mean, y'all can look up to us, but, like, ain't nobody better than nobody.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
people be acting
nervous when they talk to you. That's what I hate with the girls. That's what I hate with the sororities, bro. Like, they be, I'm being real. We can be real.
Keep it 100.
Sororities, though, you know what I'm saying? They make it seem like they queen bee. Like,
I ain't gonna hold you up. Bye, for sure.
They be like, yo, like, God damn, it's nice. Like, are y'all serious?
Facts.
Yeah. You, man, listen, bro.
Talk that shit.
I'm serious.
But look, it's definitely like this, like what Mike was saying, we just people, I swear, like, we ain't even like better than nobody, like, at all. We just people. Like, we just the same cool niggas that you would see hooping, working out wherever in class. Just talk to us like we just regular people. Like,
that's why I'm not the same nigga. Every time I go to work,
yeah,
nigga know I'm gonna do the same shit. I'm going that bitch hoop. If I'm winning, I'm be talking shit the whole game. Oh, yeah. Act right before I get on.
Nobody knew before we had facial hair, nigga.
Shit real. Like, bro, nobody in this room changed up after they crossed. I keep it 100 with you. Nobody in this room changed up. Yeah. They all say 100. So
definitely.
I think like we all just regular people through and through.
I hate the ones that really think you be changing after you come in, or not so much think you be changing because you do change, but I feel like you change for the better. You mature. From you get more like business oriented shit like that. But the other niggas that be like, oh, he think he the shit now. Like, just hating ass niggas. Like, bruh, you can join the bandwagon if you want to, my nigga. you can hop in here, too, if this is something you think you can be a part of. But, like, don't hate on that shit. And don't assume that niggas is changing because of stigma around the organization. Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here with that shit. That is so annoying. Yeah, right. Bitches, too. Bitches be on the same way. Oh, he's a frat boy. He's trying to just fuck. Like, man, bitch,
get hey, bro, you know how many times they get hit with that line? Man. That line notorious. It'd be like, you got a big swim move right. Watch out. Look at that line, man. I know y'all can hit with the line to kill.
Yeah, well, I know y'all can hit.
That bitch probably retired.
Nah, you know what? Nah, but them, they, bitch, know what it's about. They probably walk in that bitch like, fuck it. We don't get it.
Cues are wholesome. Wholesome. So
straight up. Wholesome, though.
That's it.
Hey. That's it. Hey, so y'all be biting bitches' asses. Let me y'all eat ass by association.
Man, look, no.
What if she ain't got no panties on?
Me, personally, I have never ate ass in my life. That's me. And More power to you. That's not 60 years strong.
Damn.
Hell no.
That's a long time, bro.
No more match, Matt. No last time you ace ran.
2 hours ago.
This is once every blue moon. You got a surprise. This is every once every blue moon.
6 years ain't every once every blue moon. That's a long time. That's hard getting to do.
That's not going to work.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm a man and I live my life. You know what I'm saying?
Hell, shit. You can live your life by yourself.
Hey, bro, I fuck with you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I know you drank out the cup.
Are you feeling so me? I drink. It's cool, bro. It's alright. It's alright.
What about you, X-Man?
Nah, it's been a minute. It's been a big ass minute. That damn.
Kid? He's probably going to turn the plane over right
now. Hell no. He like him out the gym.
He's about dropping the plane.
He like him out the gym.
Hey, you be snorting cocaine out of flight attendants assholes, nigga.
Damn, that shit crazy.
This is gonna
be like on Denzel on flight.
When that nigga flushed the weed down the toilet, nigga, I swear I was crying, nigga. I was hurt, bro.
Nah, he fucked me up and was like, give me a snowball. He said, what's that? A cigarette with cocaine in it.
I don't think it's like some snow puff or something.
Yeah, some shit. That shit crazy. Like, that's real?
Oh, wow.
That nigga was lit. That nigga was fucked up the day before his pussy. That nigga ain't walking that bitch. He kept it real, though. He couldn't tell on her, though. He was like, no, he couldn't lie, though. He was like, bro, I can't. She dead, and I can't lie on her while she's dead. It's going to make me feel bad. He forgot to die the next day. Mm. He kept it real, though. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, I'm lying, bro. I was drunk, but I saved these people, and they hated on my nigga.
I don't watch that shit again. I think that shit is good. But back to the shoe. You're talking about goddamn all fucked up. But y'all, like, so I know. Did y'all see that meme of Shorty dressed up as a Q for Halloween? The white girl. Man, you tell me how the fuck you felt about that. You know what I'm saying? Look, let's get into that shit.
So I'll tell you about it. So what happened was I was on Twitter and everything, and I screenshotted it and posted. Like, I just said the fuck. That was it. So this girl hollered my mentions like, why are you bullying her, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, how am I bullying her? All I said was the fucking shit. So she got this whole little argument about how I'm a bully and shit and everything like that. I'm just like, the picture disrespectful because, and I'm like, who the fuck even, why would she feel comfortable even doing that? Like, who, where is that cool at? Where
she
is
had no real friends to
like,
tell her
so she
to
was
that.
Saying like, so her story was, her boyfriend was accused. She thought it was acceptable, but it's never acceptable. Like,
hey,
that's never. That's
hell
never.
Hell no.
I guess it wasn't her boyfriend because her boyfriend was told.
That's never acceptable. Period. Never acceptable.
No, she must stole this shit and bounced.
Like, she had the gold combat boots and the purple laces. Like, who the fuck you think you is?
So, like, so tell people why that is not acceptable. So
because
they know.
It's disrespectful. Like, people work like, we worked so hard for that. Y'all understand. Y'all would never understand. Some people would never understand. Some people might. But we worked so hard for what we had. So for y'all to imitate it, it's so disrespectful. For people to throw them hooks in every team because they see people like Jabril Peppers, a Michigan bruh that play football. So that's so disrespectful because we worked so hard for everything. So doing that is like a big no-no. Like, just don't even do it. Like, just don't, you X yourself out if you do it. Like, period.
Anybody else got something to put on that?
Nah, that's it.
You kind of put the nail in the coffin on that bitch.
Yeah. Nigga, do work hard. That lesson, bro. That hard. Shit don't come easy. Nigga asked me, you know what I'm saying? I can do any task because I joined this fraternity. Or I'm saying I joined a fraternity. We're like, straight up, like. It's nothing in this world I can't do. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. I pledge, nigga. I can do anything. We're talking, man.
So do you feel like, you know, a new man after this? Like, a totally different experience? Like, is that how you feel?
Yeah, bro. It's like you tapped into an energy that you ain't know about, man.
Yeah, bro.
It just take all your senses to a whole nother level, man.
Like, you just be in meetings and then, like, you just start speaking up more out of nowhere. Like, I was more, like, laid back, just chill.
before like I joined my organization. You know what I'm saying?
Mad chill, bro.
And then like I just be in a meeting, if something didn't make sense to me, I just be like, wait a minute, hold on, bro. What you just say? Like, no, bro, that don't make sense. So how about we do it this way? So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? To speak up more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's definitely. What I mean. You know, that's
what definitely I know. You come out your shell.
Yeah. Interviews, man, I feel like I'd be dominating all the bitches. Bro. Like, in real life, there's not a job that I haven't got that I applied for. I mean, I haven't applied for that many in my life, but, like, everyone I applied for, I've actually got it. And, like, the little certain situations I've been on campus, like, I'm the director of student safety for USG. I'm also a community assistant in the Greek village. Like, those interviews, it was a cakewalk. Like, I just knew how to talk. I knew how to voice myself. I knew what my strengths was, my weaknesses was, and how my weaknesses can turn into strengths. Like, anything like that, pledging really brings that out of any man. Any woman, any being that puts themselves through that.
And I do notice that, like, you know, once you guys, you know, cross, you know, I know niggas, you know what I'm saying? And I do see, I've seen you, like, grow, you know, and expand.
Oh, yeah, Alpha Phi Fraternity Incorporated is non-pledge, nor hazing. You know what I'm saying?
Phi Beta Sigma 2.
Omega Psi Phi is my fraternity. Never.
Don't mix it up. Don't get confused.
Ever. Never
heard. When you crossed, I did see you grow and expand, you know, in ways, you know what I'm saying? I was like, wow, twin, you know, like, look at you, man. Like, you really started to reach, and I'm real proud of you. You too, Jamarius, bro. Like, I really seen you, like, expand and, like, start to, like, glow as a person, you know what I'm saying? That makes me, you know, very proud to, you know that about, you know that about y'all. And so, y'all just mentioned hazing. Can you talk about what hazing is and why it is not accepted?
Hazing is, a million different things.
Any type of physical or mental stress placed upon a person. Some shit like that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Technically, if this camera went on, we would be hazing. If you was like up washing some dishes or some shit and we were just sitting here, you'd be hazing. If they would have busted this house.
I didn't know where he was going right there for a second. I'm like, oh. But I get what you're saying. Yeah, you could be in your own house watching this. Like, we ain't have shit to do with anything. But say, you know, official walked in this thing. What's going on here, guys?
Oh, yeah. He's washing dishes? And we all sitting in this bitch like this. We all going to jail.
Even though it's my house?
Man, bro, they put two and two together. They just be, man, listen, bro. They don't give a fuck. They take that shit to the extreme.
It's not accepted, too, because, like, there's a right way to pledge and there's a wrong way to pledge, if you know the history about it. I mean, like, you can just, you know, you can just be pledging people, you can pledge them for them to, you know, grow, you know, and be better people. And, you know, it's some wild stuff out there, but it's some stuff that it'll blow people that have been pledging, you know, out of their mind. Like, y'all really did that? Like, what did that have to do with anything? For me, like, I seen a video before I came to college at Duke University for a sorority. They was all sitting in the lawn, like, in rows, and they was throwing buckets of bullshit on them, like, full of different expired foods, feces, urine, like, just throwing them on them. Then they threw the bucket at one girl and it cracked her head open. And she had to get stitches and everything.
Shot that bitch.
Like what was the point? Is it because somebody did that to you, or is it like a real life point behind that? Oh, taking feces and pee is the simulation of taking a hard life.
What
like,
the fuck is wrong with these people, bro?
You know, it's wild shit out here, bro.
Yeah.
That shit is.
That makes no sense.
Who got a bucket? How much feces did you have to gather? Who gathered urine like this?
They had the 18-gallon Rubbermaid totes throwing them at them, bro. Like at Duke University. It was crazy.
Hell no.
That's some crazy shit. I don't like that. I don't like that shit. Oh, shit. Hey, so y'all have a lot of shows going on. So tell people about y'all shows. I mean, you had like yard shows and step shows. Could you, you know, talk about that a bit?
Yeah, not to try to grab the mic, but the yard show that's presented to, you know, the university by Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated and Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. That's our that's the launch of our Blue and White Week at Baltimore State University. So like the yard show is what we give that as a big opportunity for all MPAC councils to come out and really like show who they are, show our stepping, show our strolling, you know, present to the campus, you know, our organization's wealth and everything like that. So.
Yeah.
If somebody else said the step show, but you, I had
oh, to that shit. The step show, February
20th,
18th.
Yeah.
Yo, I got
some big names, big places in there. Make sure that come through. Might have a little Uzi.
Lil Yachty, 2 Chainz on the back of the contract, but we don't know about that one yet.
Hey, bro. So I got a question. Be honest. When, you know what I'm saying, y'all joined the organization, could any of y'all niggas, like, not actually, like, step at all? Like, just ass at it when y'all started?
Everybody. First of all, after I got done, we had a step show 2 weeks after.
Shit.
First, oh, I swear to God.
Shit.
2 weeks after, I had a speech, and we had to learn a step. We just had to get up and practice at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Every day.
We just go to sleep. We just practice. It's like 1. Go to sleep. Get up at 6. Practice. Niggas, when I tell you, niggas would be so grumpy, irritated.
Bro, them
2 days.
Y'all
niggas
running on mountains, nigga.
We had no choice.
Stepping in the empty swimming pool.
I was researching so much about the bruhs. Like, I watched hops for days, for days, for days, for days, for days, for days. And it was so disrespectful back then, because I wasn't the bruhs. I was like, fuck it. So I was just like, a little good. What if I wasn't that good? Because I wasn't the bruhs. So I had a little foundation, but I wasn't, like, you know, as good as I am today. So,
yeah. Shit, Quell, that motherfucker, that nigga was train legging before. Listen, bro, that nigga was in that. I'm like, how the fuck you do that? I'm like, damn! I was happy he was doing it, though. I'm like, this nigga is fucking this bitch up.
And then Quell did be going crazy. Well, it took me a year to learn how to crazy leg, how to basic for it. It took me a whole year.
Damn.
Yeah, but that's just no joke. I used to be at work in a warehouse. I used to be at work in a warehouse trying to, you know, get my vibe on it. I couldn't. Bro, all year, bro. Mm. Yeah, man. If you look at my first yard show, bro, it's trash. It's trash. It's all right, though.
It's all good, you know what I'm saying? So, I heard that, Twin, I heard that there's a super Q among us. You know what I'm saying? Ave. And I heard he had him play Atomic Dog at airtime so he can practice his hops, like, all day. Is he not a super Q?
Listen, let me tell you. Ave is, like, I'm going to say the best hopper on our line, period. Mm. Ave, he got crispy spins. He just out all the time. So, shout out to Ave, my live 5. But he's super Q. I would definitely say sometimes, because he would when he first crossed everything, he said played everything with him and everything like that. So shout out to Abe and everything, but yeah, he was a little bit, yeah. But he got good at it though. He got good at it. So shout out to him.
That's your read. So where do y'all see the organization going next as y'all start to mature to become the young leaders of these organizations? You know. Like, where's your joint vision, you know, for it? Like, is it continue what you're doing now, or maybe do things a little differently, or?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, this is a lifetime commitment, you know, once you join this collegiate level, it's a lifetime commitment. So, like, where I see myself personally going, like, my next step is after I graduate, I'm more than likely going to become the advisor for the Elite Epsilon Phi chapter, Epsilon Phi, at Bowling Green. I feel like I just repeated myself, but it's all right. I want to be the official advisor for that, you know, once I'm 2 years removed out of the organization. And then, like, with that being said, I mean, I have to join the graduate chapter, you know, and do everything I need to do in there as well. So I feel like it's not going to stop in college. Like, I'm going to continue to go. I'm going to continue to be, you know, a dual-paying member of the organization and, you know, commit to all my meetings and everything. I low-key like it. Like, I like the business aspect of, like when you grow up in life and you're not putting in too many business aspects, but you a man about your money or you a hustler, you feel me? Once you get into that organized type of area, it's lovely. At least to me, it is.
Mm. I'm going to say, because we're the 4th District, America South 5, so we are Ohio and West Virginia. So, them district meetings, I hate going to, because they be like in Akron, 2 hours, they be West Virginia, another 2:30. And I'm just like, I don't feel like going, but when I get there, I'm glad I came, because, like, you see so many people that paved the way for you and everything. They see you and they're happy to see you. You remember faces that you've seen before and everything like that. So that goes back on brotherhood, how you build stuff like that. So I definitely like, I like the business aspect for that a lot, for real. Mm.
And I think, like, for moving on with our fraternity, we do have a lot of national annual programs that we will continue to do. But just advancing them with the new technology, with the new era of the generations that's up and coming, to incorporate all of these things, to collaborate with different organizations, use everyone's tools to help us succeed and to show the face of every campus that Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated is on. New innovative ways to navigate through life and things like that.
Okay. All right. Y'all.
Hey, you got a toothpick?
Hey,
you know,
But, hey, we about to wrap this podcast up for real. So I'm so glad you guys came today, you know what I'm saying? If you guys have any announcements you want to make, you know, any shout-outs you want to do, hey, Juice, y'all cabin niggas were supposed to be here today. We ain't had enough chairs for y'all, but...
Yeah, exactly, man. The copper rules, man, I'm disappointed, man. Ryan Ogalskis, Carl Winslow. I can't believe y'all, man.
It's Match Matt, bro.
Match Matt. You feel me? Match Matt. Matt, we got one. This nigga, he already fucked up 17 blunts.
We got one job.
17.
One job.
Nigga, I DM'd you this morning. And I gave y'all my number. Not a lot of niggas got my number, son.
Exactly, man. He give his number to 6 people every 2 months. You know what I'm saying? And y'all selected me with the 6th person. You know what I'm saying? But listen, though, I want to shout out to my mom, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jay-Z. His birthday was on the 4th. Shout out to Hellshark. She was on the 4th, too. You feel me? Shout out to, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Jamarcio Moon. You feel me? Magic. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Who else? You know what I'm saying?
Man.
My moms, you feel me, since you want to shout out your, you know what I'm saying, shout out to you know what I'm saying, shout out to Kings, you know what I'm saying, my organization, President of,
okay,
you know, shout out to them, you know what I'm saying, shout out to my family, you know what I'm saying, Alpha Phi Fraternity Incorporated, you feel me?
Shout out to all my family, shout out to all my friends, shout out to my tail. He out at basic training right now. He
about not doing it. Shit. Not doing shit. No, fuck all that.
That's my dog, bro. All right. He about to get deployed in April, man. So everybody keep his name in y'all prayers. His name is William Peterson.
He going to Guantanamo Bay.
No, he not.
Wasn't Obama supposed to close that shit?
Business. Look. Shout out to God. Happy, feel me? Shout out to Matt for real for having us on today. Shout out to my mom, my pops, my frat. Shout out to, you know, my bae. I love you. And y'all have a blessed day.
Man, shout out to Matt. Shout out to God. Shout out to my family. Shout out to everybody at this table, all the organizations at this table that came. Shout out to the Capitals as well.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Chance Iota, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't forget about
him. Oh, yeah. Shout out to that, man.
James
Iota?
No.
Oh!
Hey, James, man, listen, I told him to invite you, bro. Listen, man. Hey, bro, find me. I was on your side, bro.
If you don't find me in BG, you gonna find me on in Detroit, nigga. You on the east side. Just find me.
Hey, bro, we have 1408 East Wooster. You feel me? Come pull up right now, bro. Come pull up. You know, join the time.
Yeah, this place hard as fuck to find. I don't know how y'all
bro. This shit in the cut for real, bro. I swear. It's cut.
I know. They told your address. It probably took you hella long to find this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you got a big ass parking lot right there, bro. Like, it's hella apartments.
And it's a dirt road up here.
Then you send a nigga your location. That bitch send you to the BG.
Yeah, it sent you.
Your plug don't even know where you stay at. That nigga be like, how you get here? Like, you supposed to go to the country. Goddamn Sam.
Shout out to Sam, bro.
For real, bro. That nigga look like Wario, bro.
For real,
I
bro.
I swear. Man. Oh, hell, Bowser looking at his nigga.
I
hope you ain't get arrested, bro. Because if you got arrested where I think you got arrested, you got knocked like a ham ass nigga, bro. And I told you it was on some bullshit.
Shout out to Boss Up. There you go.
Shout out to Boss Up.
Shout out to the Bronx.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Chill out. Shout out to Trigger Meals, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Trigger, man. Happy birthday, man. You know what I'm saying? You already know.
Man, that's the man right here. But that's the end of the podcast today, y'all. We had a great time. Nigga, I've been thinking this is water, and it's definitely not water. But you know, fuck it, niggas is live today. And niggas is always getting money and doing shit right. Feel me? So y'all be easy, be blessed, one love. And if you get down, fuck you, bitch ass nigga. Okay.
Shit, let me turn this microphone on. Man, can we go to Chipotle? Boy, what?